This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director Alicia Graf Mack, plus five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Monday. I'm Erin Allen, and this is The Rundown. The civil rights group Rainbow Push has been working in Chicago and across the country for more than 50 years, thanks to its leader, Reverend Jesse Jackson. And over the weekend, he announced he's stepping down as the organization's president. Jackson is 81 years old, and he's been dealing with various health problems over the last few years. He announced his resignation during a brief and quiet farewell speech at the organization's annual convention on Saturday. The day included a two-hour tribute to Jackson, and he echoed some of his most popular sentiments to attendees: stop the violence and keep hope alive. People all over are reacting to the announcement, especially here in Chicago. Mayor Brandon Johnson released a statement saying Jackson is, quote, an architect of the soul of Chicago. And Vice President Kamala Harris was in Chicago yesterday to join several of the tributes to Jackson. Here's my colleague Anna Savchenka reporting on that.
Jackson, who has Parkinson's disease, was serenaded by a choir at the Apostolic Church of God on the South Side. He needed help to get from his wheelchair to the podium, but his lifelong message rang clear.
I am somebody.
Harris said Jackson was an inspiration to her and that she had a Jesse Jackson for President bumper sticker on her car in the 1980s.
Rev has widened the path for generations that would follow, including President Barack Obama and me as the first Black woman to serve as Vice President of the United States.
That was reporting from my colleague Anna Savchenka. President Joe Biden also paid tribute to Jackson and vows to work with Rainbow Push as Jackson hands the torch to new leadership. A minister from Dallas, Texas, will succeed Reverend Jesse Jackson as the head of the Rainbow Push Coalition. The Chicago Tribune is reporting that Reverend Frederick Douglass Haynes III of West Baptist Church will assume leadership. So you probably heard that actors within SAG-AFTRA officially joined screenwriters in their strike last week. And you may be wondering how this is going to play out here in Chicago. Well, my colleague Esther Yunji Kang is reporting on this, and she says there are about 5,000 SAG-AFTRA members in the region. Sydney Charles is one of them. She acted on HBO's Southside and Showtime's The Chi. And she says most actors in the union are neither famous nor rich. Charles says they're actually struggling artists, fighting back against studios that pay very little money for residuals and try to use artificial intelligence to replace actors.
People think that it's all about trying to give Hollywood stars and New York stars more money. No, it's about the fact that we are protecting our craft, fighting against replacing what humanism is and our artistry.
The strike will affect production on shows like Chicago PD and Chicago Fire. There are some new study results out from Environment America and the Frontier Group regarding water pollution in the Midwest. It's called the Safe for Swimming Study, and it found that 63% of Great Lakes beaches were closed to swimming for at least one day last year due to water contamination. And my colleague Noah Jennings is reporting that 95% of beaches that were tested in Illinois were closed for at least one day. The study identifies stormwater runoff and sewage overflow as two sources of fecal contamination. But Tony Dutzik, who co-authored the study, says an increase in extreme weather events is also at play.
These are issues we're going to have to be dealing with. You know, if we set high standards for the quality of the water at our beaches, if we do a good job of investing in infrastructure to reduce the impacts of things like heavy rain events, then, you know, we can make progress in cleaning up our water.
Dutzik recommends anybody heading to the beach should first look for any health advisories from their city. And now for a few quick hits. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has posted air quality alerts for several states stretching from Montana to Ohio because of smoke blowing in once again from Canadian wildfires. The National Weather Service said yesterday that, quote, air quality alerts are in place for much of the Great Lakes, Midwest, and Northern Plains due to the lingering thick concentration of Canadian wildfire smoke over these regions. It says the concentration of smoke in the atmosphere should begin to wane today, but an air quality alert remains in effect for the Chicago area until midnight tonight. And speaking of unions, workers at the Starbucks Chicago Roastery on Michigan Avenue announced they filed for a union with the National Labor Relations Board. The roastery is the largest in the U.S. It has more than 200 baristas, mixologists, bakers, and other workers. They're fighting for better wages, consistent scheduling, and more safety at the shop. The Chicago Roastery joins hundreds of Starbucks stores that are fighting for a contract or have unionized, and already 8 of them are in Chicago. And a Black-owned Chicago brewery reigned supreme at a Sam Adams Craft Brewers competition last week. Funky Town Brewery co-founders Richard Bloomfield, Gregory Williams, and Zachary Day won the Sam Adams Brewing and Business Experienceship Craft Beer Competition. As a part of their winnings, they'll get mentorship, access to other food and beverage entrepreneurs, attendance at the Great American Beer Festival, and the opportunity to collaborate on a beer product with Samuel Adams and the company's Boston Brewery. In the weather today, it's sunny with high temperatures in the mid-70s by the lake, closer to 80 out in the neighborhoods. And that's it for now, but later today, it's World Emoji Day. Emojis have been around for a while now, especially that familiar yellow smiley face. And I guess that means the way people interpret it has already evolved. We're going to hear from multiple generations on the emojis that make millennials smile and Gen Z cringe, and from a communications expert on how that plays out in the workplace. That's coming up today at 2 o'clock. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening to The Rundown. I'll talk to you later.